Hi, and welcome to Unit 6, HIT Facilitated Error Cause and Effect. This is part of Component 7, Working with HIT Systems. The objectives for Unit 6 will focus upon error in health and healthcare that can be facilitated and propagated by HIT, different classes of HIT errors, such as slips, mistakes, errors of omission, errors of commission, will be discussed and differentiated. Specific scenarios that create opportunities for HIT facilitated error will be presented to students in the lab exercises. In these exercises, students will apply concepts learned in the didactic portion of this unit to identify error, classify error, analyze root cause, and propose solutions. So medical errors have a number of causes. Most healthcare settings are very busy, and clinicians are often very busy with multiple patients, multiple tasks, and many distractions. The phones are ringing, pagers are beeping, alarms are alarming, and the thought process is interrupted and mistakes happen. So, for example, what is illustrated here is common to many clinicians in busy clinics or offices. There are distracting noises. There's that messy paper chart. There are huge stresses and strains on memory and so on. So you can see this nurse questioning herself. Did I give that dose of insulin? Who was that they were paging? Uh-oh, is that my patient's monitor that is alarming? What'd the resident do with the chart? It's not hard to imagine how these sorts of situations lead to shortcuts, errors, and missed opportunities. So now this next slide contains a link to a video that would be beneficial for you to watch. It does require an internet connection. So this is a video from YouTube that illustrates an avoidable medical error involving the Quade twins. This link was accurate as of August 2010. And perchance that you click on the link and it is not available, or if you need to come back at a later time and watch this video, you can do a Google search on the subject matter of Quade twins and medication error, and you'll end up getting a lot of hits on this particular news item.
The mix-up that Dennis Quade speaks of is easily illustrated here. Look at these bottles. I can easily see how someone could have mixed them up. Thinking back to the distraction, the rush, the load, of course one could say that the nurse should have been more careful. But I pose this question. Why are two bottles of the same medication with massively different doses, both in the same size bottle with a blue label and stored in the same medicine drawer? This is a design problem. How does it relate to health IT? Just like medicine bottles, health IT that is not thought out, not well designed, not based in user-centered design, is bound to cause similar issues. You, as a health IT professional, need to be on the alert for poor design, whether it be a medicine bottle or an EHR that could result in disastrous consequences. You are part of the critical safety net. What do I mean by stuck in thinking? This is when people do the same thing over and over again because that is the way they've always done it. Things are changing all the time in medicine. Processes change, medications change, procedures change. And if clinicians are stuck in a way of thinking about something, it can contribute to error. Well-designed health IT can begin to influence this. For example, a provider who routinely orders a particular brand name medication is offered a generic equivalent that has the same pharmacotherapeutic action, but is less toxic to the kidneys. And oh yeah, it happens to be half the price. Moving on, let's think about the Ash et al. Article. It is a terrific article for this unit. It's where the term juxtaposition and unclear directions were introduced. In this article, in a particular health IT system, clinicians frequently committed juxtaposition errors. This error occurs when something is too close to something else on the screen and the wrong option is too easily clicked in error. In Unit 5, we talked about the small font sizes and clustering drugs together, where the first couple of letters are the same. Add an 8-point font to that, and juxtaposition rules. In the Ash et al. Article, the following transcript was presented. I was ordering corticosporin, and corticosporin solution and suspension comes up. The patient was talking to me. I accidentally put down solution. Realized that's not what I wanted. I would not have made that mistake or potential mistake if I had been writing it out, because I would have put down what I wanted. Putting all these things together, we start to see how error can happen. So what does this have to do with health IT, you say? Well, when you are designing systems or just considering which system to buy, these are the things you need to think about. Clinicians are busy, distracted, multitasking, tired, and tiny print does not work. Have your users act out scenarios with the system and make them realistic and tough. Start ringing the phone. Have plenty of interruptions on hand and ask them to complete an example task. You may see where the health IT system might contribute to potentiating error. Later in this unit, we will see another video where the unclear directions comes directly to the fore. Error in healthcare also occurs when roles change, communication changes, and workflow is altered. For example, when CPOE was first being introduced in the healthcare industry, remember that CPOE is computerized provider order entry, the change in the ways of doing shifted profoundly. Nurses were used to the prescriber verbally discussing changes in orders or conferring with other members of the care team and then writing a physical order in the chart. Ward clerks would transcribe the order, put it in a pneumatic tube, and ship it to the lab. There were numerous areas where communication occurred, and by the end, several different members of the care team knew when something changed in the patient's plan of care. No more. A prescriber can change an order from off-site by logging into the EHR, change an order, and the other members of the care team would not know unless they happened to open the EHR. Orders go directly to the lab or pharmacy or wherever. Oftentimes, the first alert that something has changed is when a new medication physically arrives on the floor and everyone stands around and asks, "Who is this for? Why did this get delivered by the pharmacy? When did the order change? I just gave her the 10 a.m. dose of the prior medication. I didn't know it was changed." Workflow, roles, and communication have changed distinctly. Of course, there are good things that are happening here, like elimination of bad handwriting, reduction of filling out forms, and the like. So I'm not saying these are bad changes. They are just different things. And when change happens, error can sneak in. If an EHR is integrated into existing workflows without regard for the changes they will induce, you can end up with the so-called unanticipated consequences or bad downstream effects. There are numerous reports of healthcare personnel exhibiting undue trust in computer-generated recommendations also. The point to be made here, and I suggest you tuck this into your head and use it frequently, is that a computer does not replace human judgment. It only augments it. Ultimately, the person makes the decision, and liability for a given action rests, most of the time anyway, with that person. The advice provided by a computer is only as good as the person who programmed it there in the first place. If a person programs the computer to round up, then the system will do that, and often with grave consequences. Errors in healthcare come from problems with currency and appropriateness. A medication that is considered safe today is suddenly pulled from the market. And we need to change all the systems that incorporate that particular medication quickly. If a decision rule exists that suggests the use of the now no longer safe medication, what is your plan for getting that change instituted in all systems that contain that rule? If it's in a centralized location, great. But we know that many of the systems in use today are distributed and they don't talk to one another. Does this mean multiple off-site trips to update the rules? How are you going to make sure no site or system falls through the cracks? This is a huge problem in health IT, keeping the rules, the data, the algorithms all current. If not, error propagates extremely fast with just the touch of a button. Appropriateness is a challenge as well in medical error. Humans are unique. Situations are unique. We operate in the 80-20 rule space. What might be appropriate, efficient, safe for one person may be totally off base for another. Users who accept carte blanche, the health IT output, are exposing themselves to liability and exposing their patients to error. Prescribing a medication that requires refrigeration for a certain condition may be best practice. But if the person is homeless in Phoenix, blind adherence to inappropriate guidance is not an indicator of high quality care. Alert fatigue is a common contributor to error in healthcare. Constantly alarming monitors desensitize providers. Just like the boy who cried wolf one time too many, over-alarming results in the ignoring of safety measures that are designed to avoid error. Take a walk into a modern ICU. The cacophony of alarms, pagers, beeps, whooshes, overwhelming at first, soon becomes unheard or, as a workaround, users turn them off because they are alarming for nothing, right? What about the day that they're not? Finally, systems that are so rigid that they force a usage pattern that is counter to safe practices can be disastrous in healthcare. One only needs to investigate the increase in pediatric mortality at the medical center to see this in action. In brief, meds could not be ordered until a patient was admitted to the hospital, which sounds reasonable on the surface. But what happens with an emergency admission from an ambulance with a baby Jane Doe? Medications were not able to be ordered because the patient was not admitted. The mortality rates increased. A rigid system designed to reduce error ended up resulting in death. Rigid systems also result in workarounds. For a busy user, delays, extra clicks, nonsensical diversions or questions will bring out the creativity for circumventing them. The point of all this is that the complex nature of healthcare work both creates and hides errors, which can be nearly invisible or silent. Health IT can further potentiate that if you do not approach with eyes wide open.